Welcome back to Locker Room Dads, hosted by myself, Pat O'Donnell, Green Bay Packers punter, and Josh Brinzo, brewery owner. We're both girl dads with two pregnant wives currently. This week, we are going to take on a couple different topics. Josh Brinzo is probably going to lead the way here. We're going to just hash things out. We have big things coming up. Wife's due on the 18th, but we're actually going to induce on the 15th here of August. So big things are popping up. And we just wanted to,
It's close.
I'm going to have two kids, yes, by the end of next Monday. But without further ado, Josh, I want you to kick this thing off. I know you were dying to do a one-on-one talk all about dadhood. So I'll let you lead the way.
Guys, this is the life update episode. We ran out of guests, so we're shooting here. Actually, we're mixing it up with Pat's training camp, and I figured what better way to catch up right now. Everyone's out there doing their thing. Pat and I are going to talk about what he's going through. He's got the baby coming. We've got, 9 days till what your actual due date would be?
Yes. Yep.
As of recording. That's crazy. So we're, right there.
So, but you know the cool part about this whole thing? I know no one really understands what's going on right now. I'm in the midst of training camp, so I really don't have a life. It goes 7 to 7. Maybe if I'm lucky, I get out at 7, get home by 7:30. If Palmer is still awake, that is a win. So sometimes Shelby gets to prolong the bedtime, maybe 30 minutes, just so I can kiss her goodnights. But yeah, it is a full-time job right now during training camp. But we are actually going to San Francisco this Friday. Ooh. And we're taking off on Thursday. So usually not a big deal, routine thing, gone for 2 days. However, you never know. Having a pregnant wife at home.
That's right.
38 weeks. Yep. You just never know what's going to happen. But the organization's been awesome. Honestly,
That's good.
We have stuff in place, contingency. If something were to happen, they actually...
Jet is on the runway.
Dude, honestly, they said that was an option. The GM told me today that the jet was there, and I was actually pretty floored by that. I was like, listen, no one's ever even offered something like that to me.
Yeah, man.
They're probably hoping that it doesn't have to be used, but it will be there just in case if we land.
That's always good.
So it's cool that he said that. He said, just make sure your wife knows that family comes first, which is awesome. I mean, first-class organization for them to be telling me that. I mean, I'm a punter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, so well, that's good news. So that's update today. I know Josh had a lot of burning questions that you wanted to ask me, because I know you actually started school for the first time with Billy this week, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did. And honestly, starting school is weird for a two-year-old. I mean, Billy's 22 months, so I thought it was kind of weird to get her in school. But it's basically like daycare / school. And you know, I didn't know what to expect. I was going to take Billy, drop her off, and see how it goes. And Aaliyah was kind of how I expected her. It was hard for her. And Billy couldn't care less. She went in there and just had a good time. Took her for day two today, and she didn't want to leave Mom. And then Mom placed her down. Aaliyah goes, leaves, and Billy cries a little bit. And then she's back to the same old thing, man. So I think it's good. I'm excited, but it's like, you know, now it's the first time where the kid's out of care of someone we know. So it's a little different.
Yeah, so how many hours?
I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, it's different. I know. But when you get to the point where I'm at, we're about to have number two pop out any day.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice to have a helping hand, you know, watch her
for at least
a couple hours, because we're doing half days right now. We drop her off in the morning about 8 o'clock. So she goes from 8 to 12, and Palmer has what they call alone time, because she's a half day camper. And every day Shelby picks her up, when we go Monday and Wednesday, she has to be by herself for 15, 20 minutes, you know, free play, because all the kids are going down for the nap. So they're trying to get the kids down, and she's kind of doing her own thing.
Yeah.
Which is good, because she normally has so much going on. Shelby's always interacting with her or hanging out with her. So they said that's been one of the most challenging parts for her, just to be on her own. And
for sure.
I mean, for Shelby to be a little concerned, I was a little concerned. I was it should be okay, right? I'm sure it was when you dropped her off, you're like, yeah, it's going to happen. She's going to feel lonely. She's not going to want to leave Mom. And that happens every, it's almost like every other time. Shelby says she's great. Yep, she absolutely. Goes in, she's happy, excited. I'm guessing it's just like anybody else. If you had a bad day or a bad interaction with someone, or you probably don't want to be jumping right in the next time you go in. So that is my 19-month-old daughter's brain. If I could get inside that and see what's going on, that's probably what she's thinking.
I think ours is a little crazy because the time frame you can leave your kid at this school blows my mind. I can drop Billy off at 7 a.m. and come at 6 p.m. if I really wanted to.
That's an all day.
That, to me, that's insane. And I mean, like, I'm all for the school day. Like, we're doing like 8:50 or whatever weird time it is that they pick. And then the last 2 days we did like 3-something pickup. But I think with work and everything, it'll probably be closer to 5. And that's still a super long day. And I don't know. I think I'm okay with it, but it's just like, that's a big step. But obviously, like you said, baby number two on the way, you know, you got to be prepared. So you're going to have a little help in getting them into class or whatever.
But what's the problem with it? Is it the fact that you feel like a deadbeat dad and that you're just dropping your kid off? But like a lot of people have to do that. Like they have to do
They do. I think it's more like this is the, like, because Billy was taken care of when we were working by her dad. So it was like by Aaliyah's dad. And so like now is the first time somebody we really don't know, just some rando, is taking care of her. I think that's the biggest thing for me.
Yeah.
I know for Aaliyah, for sure it is. And she's like, I hope that she is safe at that school. I hope that nothing happens. And I'm like, okay, well, I mean, it's school. I think she'll be okay.
I think you have to preface though, like how detail oriented your wife is. I mean, her day job is being super detailed. So
she is very detailed.
If there's anything, there's nothing wrong with the school. I mean, I was going to say, if there's anything wrong with the school, I'm sure it's very minor, but she's very detail oriented. She's on top of everything. I mean, you can give a shameless plug if you want to drop the school, unless that's a security breach.
JCC Mandel.
Oh, there you go.
I think it's going to be a good school.
It's a
Jewish school. We'll see how it goes. I'm going to learn about Shabbat.
Oh, Billy's going to be like an honorary Jew after this, you know?
Yeah, shalom. It's going to be great. I'm excited for it.
Dude, it's going to be good. I'm really happy that you guys are taking that step. And I mean, I'm happy that Palmer's doing 2 days a week, half days, because we didn't want her to associate with the new kid. And then all of a sudden something changes. Like, okay, now you're going to school.
Yeah.
Like, you know, get out of the house. But I think it's normal to have a 19-month-old, you know, 2-year-old. Is this the right thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think there comes a point.
You know, someone told me something. You mentioned about, like, the new kid comes along and then your current kid's like, hey, what the hell? Someone had said, and I don't even know who it was that told me this, but I thought this was such a good tip, was buy a gift from, like, Palmer to the new baby. Or, sorry, new baby to Palmer. Other way around. So, like, the new baby got Palmer a gift. So she's like, ah, oh, sweet, this kid's cool. And I was like, yeah, that's kind of cool. I mean, I don't know at Palmer and Billy's age if that's like gonna win them over because they don't really know who it's from, but I thought that was kind of a good idea. If you had like a 5 or 6 year old and a new baby comes, it's gonna change their world, and they're like, oh, well, they're starting it off pretty cool.
Oh yeah,
got some Paw Patrol swag.
I mean, she's like, yeah man, it took me 9 months to knit this Paw Patrol outfit, so you better like it.
I've been looking everywhere, man.
Amazon is super back ordered in this womb.
Have you seen this economy? Come on.
No, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
though.
I thought that was a good idea
for people out there that are looking to transition.
Yeah, I always think about it because, like, we're both in similar situations, pregnant wives on the, you know, kids on the way. And it's like, how do you make sure that your current child still gets attention? Obviously, you both get attention, but not being like too much towards new child, because obviously new child needs a lot. And I kind of weigh that in my head all the time of like what it would be like, because I'm afraid of being like, yeah, sorry, Billy, but I don't want that to happen, obviously.
No, it's not going to happen. I mean, I think they actually need that. They're going to be so interested in the new baby. Some of their time is going to be cut short with mom and dad, but I think they're going to love it. I think everyone likes, you know, taking care of someone else. Like, the older child is always looking forward to, I think. I mean, because I was the older child, and my mom said I was great. Like, as soon as the baby came out, they were concerned, too. And sure enough, it went fine. Everything was fine. Me and my sister are super close. We're almost 2 years apart. Like, by a day to the month. So it's great. Don't worry. She'll be great. Billy's going to be a good big sister. Yeah. She's going to introduce her in Kanto, and she's going to introduce her all the toys and all the kids in the neighborhood.
Oh, listen, we're off Encanto, by the way. Encanto has bit the dust. It is straight up trolls and minions right now. Oh. I don't know if you've seen either of those, but...
You talking about the new Trolls movie?
Yeah, I've seen both Trolls movies.
Is it a new movie?
30, 40 times. There's a new one. Yeah,
there's a new one coming out. It, or came out.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we just watched Minions Rise of Gru. Billy loves the Minions. Don't know why, but we're caught up on the Minions.
Kids have a mind of their own. They really do. It's amazing how kids shows can catch on. Like, it's something where I'm like, how do they know what kids like? It's got to be some type of, like, formula. You know, they have some flawless formula. Introduce this cartoon, have this plot, kids will be glued to the TV.
I just want to know what the meetings are like with all the adults coming up with these shows. I mean, come on. Some of the shows that are out there are kind of ridiculous. So to see what gets shot down is probably hilarious. Man,
the creative minds behind those shows.
Hey, they keep my kids busy, so we'll be good.
Oh, man.
I can't even hate on that.
We're really into the intellectual things right now. Like, Peacock has a channel. It's called Baby Einstein.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's all Palmer watches.
Baby Einstein's great.
Yeah. We're, like, in that educational phase where head, shoulder, knees, and toes. I just watched it before bed with her. Yeah. She loves it, and then she goes, toes, toes. And then she jumps around.
All right.
She's getting there. She's getting there. I mean,
we're learning.
She's probably going to be in Harvard soon, so.
Hey, we already got the application rolling for you. Full ride, baby. Here we come.
No, but, I want to ask you this question. So I asked a couple guys in the locker room, and they looked at me sideways for it. The idea of a push present, because I did it, the first baby. Mm-hmm. And the guys look at me like I was number one, like, on a different planet, because they had no idea what it was. Yeah. And I said, really? I even asked an older adult, like our player personnel guy, you know, played in the league, been through a lot, seen a lot of different things. He's trying to prep us for life. He's our, you know, player engagement guy. So,
yeah,
he didn't know what it was either. So I didn't know if it was just something that, you know, wives make up. Or if it's something...
When did you know what it was?
My brother-in-law told me, and I was like, a push what? And I was like, oh, so you get him a gift, like, you know, a pair of shoes, a robe. I guess it could be anything, but they're like, you know, you need to probably think a little bit, you know. Yeah, on a higher end.
Yeah.
So it's always a piece of jewelry. You can't go wrong with the jewelry. So that's, you know, the phase I'm in now. So I'm looking at a local jeweler here in Green Bay, trying to get a little help. But I think I know what she wants. So,
well, that's good.
Did you have to do
it? I didn't know what they were.
So you had no idea.
I did do one. Yeah, after Aaliyah told me what they were, and I was like, oh, well, I know why you're telling me, because you want one. And she made it very clear it's not just a pair of shoes or a card. So
nice. Yeah, at least she spelled that out for you, because I can only imagine the guy presenting, like, here's your push present. And it's like, wop, wop, wop. There's nothing worse than that. I mean,
when you have this expectation and it's not even close to it, that's going to suck.
I don't know about you, but I kind of like just being flat out and not telling them exactly what the gift is. But I'm like, listen, where are you at with this thing? You know what I mean? Like, where are you seeing?
What's your budget? Hey. Like, what are you thinking? What size ring are you needing? Like,
I'm not saying go have her pick the thing out. What I'm saying, like, just, you know, give me an idea. Because the last thing you want to do.
Ballpark.
Yeah, I mean, because hormones are going to be flying. Like, I don't want to just be like, here's your push present. And she's just, you know, not like she's going to fly off the handle, but, you know.
Yeah.
But that's interesting.
I think.
It's an interesting topic.
Dads out there listening. If you haven't talked to your wife or partner about a push present yet, it wouldn't hurt to ask if they've heard of it.
I mean, some guys refuse to get, you know, their spouse or significant other a gift just for birthing a child. I get it. It's not a holiday. Kind of is, I guess. It's a birthday of your child. But
that's right.
You probably should look into doing something nice, even if it's not something like high end, maybe a little trip or something. Could be something fun.
Oh, well, that's the other thing we got to talk about then. If we're talking about push presents, have you heard of baby moons?
I've heard of baby moons.
That's the same thing, man. I had never heard of that either, but I clearly knew what it was once I heard the
name. So when are you technically supposed to do a baby moon? Is it like a couple months before because it doesn't really make sense? Is it whatever fits your schedule? Or is it like, hey, baby's coming about like 2 weeks. Maybe we should do this thing before, you know, we get into like
I've heard,
the knit and grit of this.
I've heard people do it during their pregnancy and they'll go somewhere. And I've also heard of people go after, which I think is insane to go afterwards. Like you just had the baby. You need to give the baby attention. But I've heard some people do it that way, too. I think that one doesn't make sense. But
to each their own.
Aaliyah and I talked about it, and we had a busy summer, so it just wasn't going to work out. But, yeah, no baby moon this year.
Yeah, I'm being directed like I should have gone to either Door County or a Kohler Lodge and Resort here in Wisconsin. So those are the two people suggested that I go to that people had raving reviews about. So here I am in training camp and I've yet to go, and the baby comes on the 15th. So that's pretty soon.
A couple days. Yeah, I don't know if you're going to be getting a baby.
Yeah. Man. So this is currently Tuesday, right? So this is Tuesday the 9th. So we're in it, folks. We are in it.
I think for everyone who doesn't know this that listens to our show, Pat also doesn't know the gender of his baby.
Correct.
And I want to know the gender of my baby the second I can find out. And Pat is a firm believer of not finding out because it's like the only surprise really in life. And it totally is. I think it's really cool. I don't know how you've done it, but I am very excited to find out what you're having when little baby gets here.
We'll have to do a little announcement for sure. But yeah, I mean, we did it for the first one. We did it with Palmer and it was great. And I'm like, if I could do that for the first one, I could do it for the second one. So I'm all about it. I really am. I like it. I'm excited to know. I really am.
But yeah.
I'm convinced that it's going to be a girl. I think I'm going to be a girl dad through and through. I'll probably have like four girls, you know. I don't know if I'm going to be the dad that's like, oh, I really tried for the last one to be a boy. Like, you know, I have three girls.
Yeah.
If you want to have more kids, I think you should. But it's a lot of pressure to put on the woman. I mean, all the guys joke about it in locker room and stuff. Like, oh, man, like, I went three times and I tried to have a, you know, have that boy. But sometimes it doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you're happy as long as they're healthy, right? I mean, who cares what the gender is? I get wanting a boy to follow up in your footsteps, but I mean, like, after Billy, I wanted another girl, and I always wanted a boy, so.
Well, there you go.
I just completely shifted gears there.
I mean, when you come home and you see Billy, it's like nothing like it, in my opinion. Like with Palmer, like she runs up to me now. I'm at the point now where she's like, Dada, and she runs and I like scoop her up. I don't know how that's going to be with a boy. I really don't. I don't know if he's going to be like, sup, bro. You know what I mean? Like,
I know. I feel like I would like walk in the house and they like shoot me with a Nerf gun or something. I'm like, cool. Thanks, man. Yeah. He's like, knocks something over and runs away.
I think either way, it's going to work out great. So that's where I'm at, man.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about having kids, you know, at all your games and all that. I've seen all the pictures of you with Palmer at camp, which is pretty awesome, getting Palmer out there.
Oh, man.
Experiencing.
You should see it.
Some good action.
I'll tell you what, man. The Packers have been so cool with family stuff. They keep them so plugged in. They keep them updated on everything. And the open practice, closed practice, like, they're there. They have a spot for them.
That's awesome.
The music's playing. They have a tent. You know, it's honestly, it's really cool to see the families just mingle because we're new here and this is an established team. There's a lot of friends and relationships that have already been built. So it's cool to have, you know, the wives talk and then the kids mingling, like Randall Cobb, has been great, you know, for us, and his wife is reaching out to Shelby a lot, and the kids just hang out at practice and they're like dancing around, and you know, Palmer's learning a thing or two about rhythm when she's listening to the rap music at practice. So it's awesome, yeah. Man. I think she's thriving here. So I'm really thankful I'm here.
Good, man. 'Cause you know, we've talked about before on our show, like moving's tough. Taking a family across the country's tough. I know, like, you popping up from Florida, you'd be in Chicago, and now Florida at Green Bay, and obviously you couldn't have two completely different climates either, so it's like a huge change for Palmer to get used to.
I mean, it's a big change, but I think it's a big change in a sense of, like, now she's aware of things. Like, she can actually kind of point and say, like, what she wants. Like, before, it was like, you know, the pet rock, like we always joke, like, you take care of it, they sleep, they eat, they poop. And then now she's like, wow, like, she associates the stadium now. She says, Dada. Or she sees, like, G, like, you know, in the tight fit underneath the jersey. Or she'll be like, you know, Dada. Or she'll point. And then it's really cool. It's really cool to see. It's just, like, thinking back, like, how am I going to do this all over again and get to this favorite stage where I'm at? You know what I mean? Like, I love this stage where she's starting to recognize things. Like, she's going to bed, like, on a regular time. You know what I mean? Like, do you ever think about that? Like, what it's going to be like to just restart the whole process again? I think you and Billy
are
going to be so much tighter. Like, I think I'm going to have so much time with Palmer because Shelby is going to be with baby number two.
Yeah, Billy and I are, like, best buds. I mean, she's super tight with Aaliyah, though. But I think, obviously, it's going to change a bit, and I'll take on more of a Billy role. And especially, like, taking her to school, picking her up, all that. But, like, I have her out back, like, if I can work from home on some days, I'll work at home, and I'll put her out in the pool out here, and she's got, like, the little golf club and golf balls, and it's the funniest thing ever. And she'll, like, see me swing a golf club, and then she, like, tries to swing, but it's terrible. But then she'll pick up the ball and start throwing the balls, and it's hilarious because she just starts laughing, and I'm like, yeah, this is really fun.
The cool thing about that, she's going to associate that with you. Like, I think at their age, they start to associate things with their dad and their mom. And, I mean, maybe that's your thing with her. Maybe she grows up and she loves to golf, or she loves to do something, like throw the football with you. I'm not saying that they're going to be, like, jockey and, like, they can't be, like, feminine. But, like, Palmer, she is obsessed with, like, running, like, racing people, like, playing with the football, like, shooting basketball and the little tykes thing. Like,
yeah.
And I worry. I'm like, well, maybe she's not going to be, like, girly, you know, because, like, I'm, like, the football guy right now. And
yeah,
I think
they're young, though. They just get into everything they can.
I think so.
Like, yeah. I mean, Billy loves the pool. I mean, every kid, I guess, loves the pool. And then Aaliyah's like, well, I love the pool when I was a kid. And I was like, I don't think I did like the pool as much as Billy does.
Well, so
I was like, yeah, good for her. She found some she likes.
You grew up in the Midwest.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But, yeah, Billy goes nuts for the pool. So, and also, probably the best purchase we've ever made.
We'll say that. Baby pool?
Oh, inflatable pool all day long. Such a good purchase. And the water table. But inflatable pool, Billy is in it minimum of an hour every time.
Do you give her a bath after the pool, or do you just throw a little soap in there?
Yes. No, I thought about it yesterday. She stood up and just started peeing. And so I have, like, the hose, and I'll, like, spray the hose up above and, like, make it rain or whatever. And she started peeing, and I just started spraying her down.
The best.
It's like, yeah, I got to clean
that up. Yeah, the best, you just drain the water out of the pool.
Yeah, new pool water, fill it up. Yeah, it was good, though. I love this stage, though, because, you know, they're mobile. So, obviously, you don't have to, like, carry them everywhere, and they can follow you around. They're learning things. They're... You know, the talking's hilarious. Like, I think trying to hear what they're saying is so funny. But Billy, like, she'll like, point at me, and, like, I was wearing an Oakley shirt the other day, and she points at the O, and she goes, Oakey.
Oh, jeez.
I was dying laughing, because in Maine, when we were there this summer, I was jokingly telling her that's what it was, and she actually remembered
it. Isn't that crazy?
And I was like,
there's no way they're going to remember this stuff. But sure enough, they do.
I know. Yeah, I couldn't believe
their minds are like little sponges, you know, they just absorb everything.
They are. Then you got to make sure you don't swear in front of them.
Can't do that.
I have to be really cognizant of that.
Good word. Good word, Josh.
Yeah, we went deep in the dictionary for that one. I don't know. I have a bad habit of swearing. I've been really good on the show so far, but I really have to watch it as she gets older.
No doubt. I mean, because the last thing you want to do is have her have a sailor mouth, and she learns that from you. And then Aaliyah's like, really, Josh? This is what you're teaching our child?
My fear would be she goes to school and says it, and then they go, where'd you learn that? And she'll go, da-da. And I'll be like, no!
We knew we shouldn't have accepted you here.
Yeah. No. There goes your scholarship. Yeah.
I
like it, though.
It's great. I want to hear what else you got. I want to hear any other questions that you had burning, any burning questions that you were like, we have to discuss. I remember there was a bunch.
I've been sitting here kind of wondering just how you're preparing. Like, is your room even ready for baby two? Are you?
Oh, man, like, is the room ready?
My room is not ready for baby two. I bet your room is. I bet everything's there.
We have a crib. Like, we have a crib and a rolling bassinet. We now have a actual, like, queen-size bed in the guest room where baby number two is going to go. Because my wife is super awesome, and she's probably just going to basically sleep in that room for quite some time because it's season, and the baby's probably going to want to cry, and she can nurse and do that whole thing. But, dude, I'll tell you what, that nesting phase is so real. Mm-hmm. And for all those of you out there that don't know what the nesting phase is, look it up.
Yep.
It is a stage where they just start... You know, it doesn't even have to be buying things. It could just be, like, prepping, like...
You're, like, reshuffling your house.
Yes, reorganizing, just getting your mind right. And it could be something so far, you know... I don't know when Aaliyah starts, but Shelby's kind of... She's, like, organized, and, you know, we have, like, sometimes spontaneous things. But...
Yeah.
This is kind of, like, the opposite of her. She is so locked in, and she's like, we have to do this, like... I woke up and it was, you know, whatever, 6 o'clock in the morning. She's like, we have to do the baby seats. We have to put the car seat in, like, before you leave. I'm like, okay, yeah. We'll do that when I get home. Or, like, another burning thing, I think, was, I don't know. People get the point.
Man. Yeah. No, I get it. We haven't transformed the room yet, so... I asked Aaliyah about it because Aaliyah was so on top of it with Billy, and that's just how she is. And it's because Pottery Barn's backed up, so we don't have the furniture.
Oh, man. Don't even get me started on the furniture.
We just haven't moved anything.
Yeah. We're still waiting on that.
They're backed up like
still
crazy.
Still waiting on that couch. Oh, it was the sleepaway bag. It was the travel bag.
Oh, yeah. You got it. Man, at this point, you guys better have one ready.
I know, but she's like, what do I put in there? I'm like, oh, you know, robe. Phone charger, maybe some slippers. Got to have the socks, right?
Yeah, you got to have that.
I'm sure you have some special things that you want. She's like, I can't pack my phone
maybe,
charger.
Maybe, like, her favorite snack?
She didn't want to pack the phone
charger. Well, buy a snack.
Yeah, I was like, we just buy another one.
You don't want to get to the hospital, and then you're like, oh, I would wish I could FaceTime my family, and then, oh, sorry, my phone's dead. Got to be prepared.
You really do. You got to be prepared for everything, and I think I'm probably going to have to just... put that either in charge for my mother-in-law to do. I have my mother-in-law in charge of putting the bag together because she comes in actually tomorrow, which is great. Five weeks. She'll be here for 5 weeks.
All right.
I know a lot of people are probably cringing having their mother-in-law come.
They're like, oof.
No, but she's awesome, man. I'm honestly super thankful that she's able to come and help us out because I don't know how the first couple of weeks are going to go. It's going to be pretty tough, I think.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're rolling into season, so that's going to be the biggest help you can get right now.
I feel so helpless. Like, I come home and I try to clean up a little bit, or I try.
Yeah.
She knows, and she's great, and, you know, it's just tough. It really is. When you try to be a hands-on dad, and you can't really be hands-on. Like, the best part is they came to practice today, and I got to see her for, you know, 20 minutes before I had to go take off to meetings. But, you know, she was crying when she left me, and, you know, it's a terrible feeling. But at the same time, she was a little cranky. She needed a nap, so it made me feel a little bit better. But, yeah, she's just tired. She doesn't miss me.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, you got to put in the work right now and, you know, pay off later down the road.
No doubt.
That's how it goes. I mean, it definitely sucks. I totally get it. Like, when we opened Stormhouse and Billy was a couple months old, it was pretty hard to, like, be gone till like, midnight, you know, on a lot of nights, making sure everything was running okay after working all day, too. And, you know, Leah's like, oh, you don't want to be around Billy. And I'm like, no, I do. Trust me. Like, I don't want to be out doing that all day long. I'd love to be there. But, like, you know, you got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Oh, work. You got to. And I think that's, like, a big responsibility for us as men is to, you know, provide and make sure everything is in place, you know, so that you can provide the best opportunity for them, you know?
Yeah.
So it makes me feel a little bit better. You know, even having them go to school, like, we're, like, complaining at the fact that they can go to school. We're like, oh, like, you know, take them to school and this and that. And it's like, honestly, dude, it's such a blessing that we are able to do that, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
You know, they're going to be super smart anyway. They're going to be wicked smart, huh? They're going to be so smart.
That's right.
But
put them in power.
So,
listen, I think we're coming up on the end of this episode, but what I do want to say is for anyone listening, please shoot over any recommendation of dads that you want on this show. We want to hear from you, and we want to start booking out as many as we can through the season because we want to keep just locking them in, firing them out, and getting you some really great content. And we want some, like, new sports we haven't touched on. We haven't touched hockey yet. I want to get an MMA. Like, we got to touch on some stuff.
Oh, now, man. We got a good little list coming up, but we need some recommendations.
We do.
Need the people to speak their mind, you know?
And also, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, if you're listening, I really would love to have you on the show, mainly for Billy, because you're in Moana, but I would love to have you.
Yeah, that is the main reason for Billy Rose.
I will shoot that shot there. I would love to have The Rock on the show.
So you know what? He just donated an entire locker room to the University of Miami, so I think he's probably free. I don't know if he's shooting any movies right now, but
who knows? It could be a new Fast and Furious. I don't know. He's in a lot of things.
He keeps busy. I mean, he keeps the biceps growing too.
Might be running for president.
Never know.
But that's right.
Josh, thanks so much for the hard-hitting questions. Everybody out there, really appreciate you listening. Best of luck, man. Josh taking over. Billy going to school. I'm super, super happy for you guys. I'm going to check in with you. And hopefully next week we have a sick killer episode to drop with a special guest.
Yes.
For a dad out there, an athlete dad. But for everyone listening, we drop Wednesdays. You never know who we're going to have on. Appreciate your time. And see you next time on Locker Room Dads.
We out.
Locker Room Dads is powered by Mantra Labs. After my buddy Nick Foles, Super Bowl MVP, recommended this amazing new nutrition line to me, as a professional athlete, I had to listen to hear what he had to say. So let me tell you, Mantra Labs is an absolute game changer. For all you dads out there looking to have more energy, better hydration, and better sleep, look no further. Mantra Labs is the stop for you. So we've actually partnered with them, and they provide 25% off everything on their site. So go visit them at gomantralabs.com. Enter Locker Room Dads with no space for 25% checkout.